It's the 4th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A robber who violently attacked a man in Bedford's town centre will spend time behind bars. The victim was waiting in his car when Mahmoud Amim launched into a vicious knife assault in an attempt to grab his briefcase. Man in his 60s was stabbed in the neck, chest and hands. His injuries were not fatal. When two nearby witnesses tried to intervene, Amim threatened them with the knife. The 22-year-old then entered a residence where he stole a bottle of water to clean himself and a bike from the front of a shop which he used to flee the scene. Following a CCTV search, the Queen's Park Bedford resident was taken into custody by armed officers. He pleaded guilty to grievously body harm and other knife-related charges. Mr. Amim received an 8-year sentence. Home Office data revealed that a record 800 occurrences of religious and racially motivated offences across Bedfordshire were reported last year, compared to 659 the previous year. Two men are wanted in connection to an assault and robbery which occurred in Bedford's Tavistock Street last Thursday evening. During the incident, two men attacked a woman and stole her phone. Investigating officer Tom Sharp commented that this is a particularly nasty attack on a woman which left the victim shaken by this ordeal. Bedfordshire Police have publicly released CCTV footage of the two persons of interest. A carbon-neutral graduation gown made of 30 plastic bottles has been created by Bedford company Eves. Also, computer chips inserted into the gown will be picked up by sensors on the stage, allowing all photos taken to be automatically uploaded to the cloud for immediate access. That's it today, but I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.